Good morning and shalom. This morning, we want to thank God for his appointment that he has given to us, that we may be able to understand the word of God, and particularly on how to appropriate the blessings of God in our pilgrimage. We have already established that we are destined for blessings, for spiritual blessings. We will still be able to dig deep into what these spiritual blessings are all about. When we come to the book of Ephesians, we'll be able to see which and what are those spiritual blessings in details. We'll list them, we'll understand how we can identify them, we will understand how we can access them, we'll understand how we can be able to appropriate them in our lives. We'll understand how we can protect those blessings. But as we introduce ourselves to this in the book of Acts, we have already discovered about the people that were, how the church was born, how this community of grace, this new community of blessing was born, and how in the beginning they did not know the Holy Spirit, and Paul came and introduced the author of their lives, the Holy Spirit. And the moment they knew about the Holy Spirit, they were able to really be in a position. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they became partakers of those blessings. So we discover that there are few things that can keep us from the blessings. I think there are about four or five things. Number one that can keep us from the blessings of God is self. Self. I think this is our greatest enemy, because self is together with us. It keeps us from accessing the spiritual blessings. When we are doing things by ourselves, when we do not depend on the Spirit of God, that is the greatest, barrier to accessing the spiritual blessing. Number two is when we talk about the systems of the world. Not only selves, they all start with S. Systems of the world means this is how things are done, the traditions of the time. They can keep us also from that. Because when we want to take the blessings, the systems teaches us otherwise, tells us that has never happened. And that can also keep us from accessing the spiritual blessings that are kept in heaven for us. Number three is sin, our sinful nature. The nature of sin. Sin is missing the mark. Sin, the power of sin, and the presence of sin, and the penalty of sins, especially to an unborn again person, cannot be able to access. In fact, we discover in chapter 2 of Ephesians that is only when we are born again. So sin is a great impediment. And of course, number four is what we call Satan. And today, in Ephesians, in Acts 19 and for verse 13 to 20, we want to focus on how Satan can keep us from accessing the spiritual blessings. Satan and his demons, how they enter into the lives of people. And we also want to see some of the way we can be able to drive them out. And we'll be warned not to try and drive those demons out if you're not covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. So you see, the Bible says in verses 12, so, verse 11, 19, 11, so God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick and ill and were cured of, and the evil spirits left them. You see, the evil spirits. So the evil spirits keeps or kept the church at Ephesus from accessing the blessing. But when they were healed from those evil spirits, definitely they'll be able to get there. Look at verse 12, no 13. Some Jews who went aloud driving out evil spirits. So we are talking about evil spirits and how they can keep the church, the community, to access the spiritual blessing in the pilgrimage, on the journey, and how we can be able to drive them out. As Paul says, through healing, they were driven out. But we also said, please do not try to drive them out if you are not authorized dealer. So some of those children here, they're trying to invoke the name that, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ over those who were demon possessed. They would say, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out. Seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest. Please underline that. There were seven sons, and they are sons of a Jewish chief priest. He was a chief priest, so they are sons. They were doing this. One day, the evil spirit answered them, Jesus, I know, and Paul, and I know about him, and I know about Paul, but who are you? When the man who had the evil spirit jump and on them and overpowered them all, he gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. When this became known to the Jews and Greeks living in Ephesus, they were all seized with fear, and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ was held in high honor. Many of those who believed now came and openly confessed what they had done, and a number who had practiced sorcery brought their scroll or their books together and burnt them publicly. When they calculated the value of the scroll, the total was 50,000 drachmas. This is a lot of money. In this way, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power. Now, I want us to discover that the evil spirits would help people from accessing the blessings of God. The Bible says that in the city of Ephesus, many people were bound by the spirit of witchcraft, because these demons come in different dimensions. And these people were taught on how to do that. They had bought some books, they're calling scroll, material and curriculum that would teach them on how to practice witchcraft. It was a school of witchcraft. So the devil had begun a school so that he can teach people not to access the blessings of God in their pilgrimage. But the Bible says that when they were delivered, when they were delivered out of this, those Jews and Greeks, they came out and they were seized with power. I mean, with fear. Why were they seized with fear? Because there was a story that is told of the seven sons here, seven sons of a chief priest. They thought because their father was a chief priest, they would be able to use the name of the Lord. They were not authorized. They were not born again, apparently. But they had heard what Paul was doing, and they tried to drive out demons. There were seven. They thought because there were many. They made a mistake of thinking because they were the sons of high priest, demons would hear them. They thought because there were many, the demons would hear them. They thought because they were using in the name of Jesus, they thought that demons would hear them. They thought that because they they talked about Paul and Jesus, that demons could respect them. Demons do not respect you and me if we are not connected by the blood of Jesus. If you're not under cover, it is only when we are under the cover. So this demon-possessed man jumped and beat these seven sons. They came out, they were empowered, they came out with such a beating. They ran out of the house, they were naked and bleeding. And I thank God for this occasion, because when it was made known to the people in Ephesus, they were seized with fear, and the name of the Lord Jesus was held in high honor. You see the way God used to glorify himself when these boys were beaten, and so a few results because of this issue. The name of the Lord, many people feared God, and many people feared not to use the name of the Lord in vain. And so many people who believe now came openly and confessed. This beating of the boys and the handkerchief of Paul that he was being used, and the healing, made many people to come who have been used of those demons to come and confess openly what they had done. There was an open confession. And they had practiced sorcery. They brought those books that they were using. They burnt them publicly. It was a variable, a lot of money. And the name of the Lord grew in power. So I want you to conclude by saying, let's get to know that we can be able to overpower those powers of darkness, but we must be authorized. In Mark chapter 5, verse 1 to 20, we are told of how Jesus was able to deliver a man who was demon-possessed. A believer cannot be demon-possessed, but this man was demon-possessed. He was living in graveyards, and he was cutting himself all the time. He had more than 2,000 to 6,000 demons in him. And when those demons saw Jesus, they bowed down. You see, when they saw the boys, those demons rebuked the boys. But when they saw Jesus, they bowed down. So when we move with Jesus, those demons will still bow down. And in Mark, they requested Jesus not to cast them in the bottomless pit. And they asked Jesus to cast them into the pigs, which Jesus agreed, because he knew that they finally be exposed. Even if he knew that the pigs would go to the, would be drowned, and those demons would still go back to the air. And so we discover how this man was delivered, and in his deliverance, many people in the city, they were able to know God and to fear God. We were told that the man who had demon possessed, when he was cleared of them, he began preaching in 10 cities, and many people, including his families, when they discover he was of great might, they were able to come to the Lord, to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So you see, when people are released out of those demons, they become preachers, they become saints, they can wear again, they can take the blessings of God, they can live in peace. May God help us to release people from those demons. But we must be under the blood of Jesus. We must be under the name of Jesus. Father, help us to be under your blood and to help us release many people from those demons, in Jesus' name.